You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Michaela Quilici, the CEO of MQ Consulting and Business Training, Inc. Michaela is an international business growth and marketing expert, passionate about supporting coaches, consultants, and service professionals who struggle with sales, marketing, and systems to gain more exposure, magnetize qualified buyers, and double revenues with much less effort. Who wouldn't want that? And Michaela, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. So great to be here, Eric.
And great to have you out. Looking forward to hearing from you as well. So tell us what inspired today's topic of getting to yes and why it is important for our audience to kick things off today.
Well, let's imagine for a moment that you set up a telephone conversation with a prospective client and you feel like you're building good rapport, you're offering value on the call, and then they say, let me think about it, or I can't afford it. Or maybe you write a great email to a meeting planner to pitch yourself for a speaking gig, or you email a prospect with a proposal and then you just don't get a reply. And so I believe that what most people really want is to easily attract the right clients without being salesy. I certainly know that's what I want. Nobody wants to be a salesy weirdo. Nobody wants to feel like they're being sold to, that's for sure. And so the inspiration for this particular topic really comes from the fact that I'm really passionate about supporting coaches, consultants, and service professionals to grow their business strategically, market themselves authentically, and build a business aligned to who they are so they can truly stand in their value, be seen and be heard, and influence their audience and make more of an impact. I know what it's like not to be seen and heard or valued and to come from that place of maybe shaky self-esteem, and it's been a lifelong journey of mine to really reclaim my own power and find my authentic voice, and I really want to inspire others to do the same.
Now, Michaela, what are some of the bad habits that business owners may not even be aware of that are preventing their potential clients from saying yes to working with them?
The first bad habit that I've seen in my practice is their poor relationship with sales. So let's be clear that without mastering the art and science of sales, you know, we can't succeed in business. Sales is the ultimate act of service. Having a sales conversation is not about selling someone or quick fixes. It's really about supporting people to solve real problems. Problems that keep them up at night, or challenge them, or keep them stuck in some shape or form. And by working with you, you're offering them a solution that will literally transform their life. It's like offering them a Band-Aid to stop the bleeding, and maybe even some prevention techniques to avoid getting wounded like that again. So that's the first bad habit, poor relationship with sales. The second one that I want to talk about is selling people what they don't want. We have to stop selling coaching and consulting services and start selling transformational outcomes. Nobody sets about their day and says, I want to buy coaching and consulting. What they do say is, I have an issue with X. I need to find an expert who can help me solve that. So when we are crystal clear about what we're really selling in our business, changing this one habit alone will exponentially increase your income and change your results. The reality is that people buy transformation, not information. They buy outcomes that result in change. So you want to be sure that your marketing and communication message and sales message positions you that way. I've got a really simple formula I want to share for the listeners to help you create the basis of this message, which is the what do you do statement that will really magnetize your buyers. And it's simply this: I do X for Y people so they can achieve Z outcomes. So for example, here's mine. I help coaches, consultants, and independent service professionals do the professional and personal work they need to gain more exposure, magnetize their qualified buyers. It's as simple as that.
I like it. Great formula there. Now, what are some of the most common traps that are causing business owners to leave money on the table?
There's a couple of them. Well, there's quite a few of them, but I'll share a couple of them with you today. So one trap is not knowing your money leaks in your business. You'll want to identify areas of your business that you're missing out on revenue. Sometimes it's hard to see the forest for the trees when you're in your business, working in your business. And so a couple of key ones. One is stop turning away business and start offering options. Consumers love choices. Offer multiple ways of working with you. If you're turning away business because a prospective client doesn't quite fit with the package or program that you offer, maybe it's time to reevaluate what you offer. Your market will tell you what they need. Take their cues in order to open up new possibilities and services so that you're not leaving money on the table and you're not underserving your market. The second money leak is to stop being an order taker. And when you receive an inquiry about your services, invite your prospective client into a discovery call. During the consultation conversation, you want to ask very specific questions about their situation. So you can separate their symptoms from the root cause and offer your best recommendation. The thing is that consumers often think they know what they want because of the symptoms they're experiencing in their business, however, or their life, depending what offering you have. What they want is not typically what they need, and your job is to deliver to them what they need, which can only be uncovered when you properly diagnose their situation and find out what's really going on. Whether this conversation is happening at a networking event with a prospective client on a discovery call, or maybe when you're on the phone with a meeting planner trying to get a speaking gig, you are in a sales conversation. And so your job is to do three main things. One, you're uncovering the true problems and desires that they admit to having. Two, quantify the impact not solving that issue is having on them and their life or their business. And three, share the details of your program and the transformation that you deliver.
And some really good points. Thanks for sharing those today. We are joined by Michaela Quilici, CEO of MQ Consulting and Business Training, Inc. here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on as business owners, how can we inspire prospects to say yes to our offerings?
Well, what I hear a lot from business owners is that they're doing a lot of marketing, but they're not getting the results they're hoping for. Their false belief is that they need more marketing ideas because the ones they've implemented aren't really working as expected. But in fact, it's not necessarily the marketing idea that isn't working. It's that they, A, don't have a cohesive strategy and marketing plan. They're essentially just throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something will stick. Or B, they haven't built an effective bridge from their marketing exposure that leads directly into a proven sales process. Good marketing, the intention of good marketing is to generate visibility, credibility, and likability. But in order for that exposure to turn into profitability and sustainability in your business, we must invite people into the next step with you. And that next step has to build enough value and engagement that really inspires them to say yes to working with you. One way to inspire prospects to say yes is by understanding the life cycle and psychology of the buyer. Not everyone is your customer. Psychologists tell us that human beings go through 6 levels of interest before they become an advocate of your product or service. And each level identifies how accepting a person is to doing business with you. And ideally, you only want to have conversations with buyers who intend on taking action. They're like at a 3, 4, and 4 and 5, really, level. They're motivated and planning to make a change about their situation. If they don't know they have a problem or if they're not in a state of thinking about taking action to solve it, then they're not ready to make a buying decision from you.
Well, really super information here, and I'm sure you've got the audience jazzed as well as myself on some of the details and getting us excited about implementing this formula as well as taking advantage of some of these tips here as well. In conclusion, what is the secret for magnetizing clients?
The big secret is to stop chasing target markets and to start attracting qualified buyers. The two key components that compel clients to jump at the chance to work with you are motivation and urgency. So as a business owner, you need to really know the difference between your target market and your qualified buyer and whether you're chasing or attracting. Target markets are people you want to help because you know they suffer from a problem that you can solve. Qualified buyers are people who admit to having a problem. They're ready to do something about it, and they're willing to pay to get it resolved.
Michaela, really has been great to have had you, and we really appreciate what you do in the marketplace and for sharing some of your insight and expertise with us here today on the program. If someone wanted to reach out and be in touch and take advantage of your offerings, where could they find you online?
Oh, thanks so much, Eric. It's been such a pleasure to chat and share with you and the audience today. If you've enjoyed this conversation and the message resonates, please go to my website at michaelaquilici.com. That's michaelaquilici.com. I actually have a free giveaway on my homepage. It's a copy of my ebook, To Stop Giving It All Away and Start Getting Your Clients to Say Yes. It includes an awesome cheat sheet with a step-by-step formula, powerful questions to ask during the consult to really help you convert more of your qualified buyers without being salesy. So go check it out if that resonates.
Sounds great. Michaela, thanks again for joining us here on Enterprise Radio. All the best. And again, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Michaela Quilici, the CEO of MQ Consulting and Business Training, Inc. Michaela is an international business growth and marketing expert, passionate about supporting coaches, consultants, and service professionals who struggle with sales, marketing, and systems to gain more exposure, magnetize qualified buyers, and double revenues with much less effort. And for further details, simply visit MichaelaQuilici.com. All links will be included with the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye. And you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.